The following program is created for informational purposes only and does not constitute as medical advice. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the host. If you think you may have a medical emergency, consult your doctor.
This is where the healing begins.
This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. Or you can always schedule an appointment online at our website, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. We have a great show for you today. I'm so excited. We have an amazing testimony of a gentleman who had really lost hope in his health journey and was in excruciating amount of pain, but allowed for some insight just to kind of on his health journey and the results that he's seen and the excitement that has come back into his life. It's just really refreshing. It's just, I always get excited to see him in the office because he just has great stories of accomplishment. So it's an amazing blessing to be able to be part of that journey. We have a great health in the news, but today what we're going to talk about are spinal nerves and where they go and what they innervate. One chart that we hand new patients when they come in is one that is your autonomic nervous system. So it literally shows you on a chart of a spine, nerves, what they innervate, so what they go to, what they control, and they also go to what symptoms may be if there was any pressure or damage on those nerves. So I'm actually going to walk you through, it's considered an ANS chart, autonomic nervous system. I'm going to walk you through that chart so you can actually see, you know, when we talk about how is it that you adjust my spine and it has an effect on organ system, right? Like we don't, as doctors of chiropractic, we don't address organ systems. We address the central nervous system, which is responsible, right? That we address the bones that surround the central nervous system. And that central nervous system is what is responsible for organ cells, function, tissue. So it'll give us the opportunity to explain that. So when you said, why is it that I can breathe better after my adjustment? Why am I having better bowel movements? How does this all correlate together? I will have a reason and answer for that. But before I break that down, I've got some news.
Dr. Leanne's health news.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health news now, one of the world's most commonly prescribed medications.
Maybe today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
For today's health in the news, comes from CNN. Are kidfluencers, in quotes, kidfluencers making our kids fat? Popular YouTube channels often bombard young children with thinly veiled ads for junk food, a new study says. Now, I think this is interesting. One, because we get marketing as adults, but you know, you don't think about this as children. So parents beware, many YouTube channels that are wildly popular with young children are targeting them with thinly veiled ads for sugary beverages and junk food. And this is TV too, you know, like this is commercials. That is a conclusion that a new study published this past week in the Journal of Pediatric. The authors of the study analyzed over 400 YouTube videos featuring so-called kid influencers, children with large social media followings who star in videos that show them excitingly reviewing toys, unwrapping presents, and playing games. The study found that videos in this genre will attract millions, this is crazy, millions of young followers and rack up billions of views. We're awash with endorsements and product placements like brands for McDonald's, Carl's Jr., Hershey's, Chuck E. Cheese, Taco Bell. About 90% of the food featured in these videos were unhealthy, such as milkshakes, french fries, soft drinks, cheeseburgers with fast food logos. The researchers said their findings were concerning because YouTube is a popular destination for toddlers and adolescents. The researchers should be concerned that YouTube is a popular destination for toddlers and adolescents. It's my take on it, not what was in the article. Roughly 80% of parents with children 11 years old or younger say they let their children watch YouTube. 35% say their children watch it regularly. This is crazy. A spokesman for YouTube, citing the age requirement on its terms of services, said the company has invested significantly in the creation of YouTube Kids app, a destination made specifically for kids to explore their imagination and curiosity on a range of topics such as healthy habits. We don't allow paid promotional content on YouTube Kids and have clear guidelines which restrict categories like food and beverage from advertising on the app. Young children are particularly susceptible to marketing. Guys, listen. Are you ready for this? Listen. Studies show that children are unable to distinguish between commercials and cartoons until they are 8 or 9 years old. And they are more likely to prefer unhealthy foods and beverages after seeing advertisements for them. Listen. Studies show that children are unable to distinguish between commercials and cartoons until they are 8 or 9 years old. That statistic blew my mind. My kids are younger than this, right? And so though we don't have, and I will do my best, right? I can't be the mom who's like, my kids will never have an iPad, right? But I am going to do my best to make it seem like forever until they get one. Like, you know, I'm like, oh, my kids are going to be like the ones that are 24 when they get their first cell phone. But I see in others and their kids how addictive that becomes, even with our television, right? Monitoring screen time for our own television for something like, you know, Netflix or movies. They don't really even watch TV. Most of it's just, you know, it's popular streaming apps that have no commercials. But still, I see how addictive that is. And then I just think about if you have 5, 6, 7-year-old who has no idea the difference between a cartoon and what they're being marketed. That's crazy. Experts say it's not just an advertising issue, but public health concern. Child obesity rates have skyrocketed in recent years, nearly 20%. So 1 in 5 American children between the ages of 2 and 19 are obese, up 5.5% in the mid-70s. Studies have found strong links between junk food marketing and childhood obesity. And experts say that children are now at an even greater risk during a pandemic that has led to school closings, lockdowns, increased screen time, and sedentary behavior. A new finding suggests that parents should be especially wary of how children are targeted by food companies on social media. We think about all of these things that, you know, as parents, it's exhausting to protect our child. Like our children from. We want to expose them to some things at certain ages and others. Our job as parents is to protect them. But yet you see this marketing. Here's and it is a business. They were talking about this kidfluencer. His name is Ryan Kaji. I might be saying that wrong. I have no idea. It's K-A-J-I. He's 9 years old. Ryan's World has 27 million subscribers. I think our YouTube channel has like 12. But seriously. Formerly named Ryan Toy Review. Children's channels like Ryan Toy Review are frequently paid to promote a wide range of products, including toys, video games, and food. They said, according to Forbes, Ryan earned $26 million last year, making him the top YouTube earner of 2019. Among the brands that pay him, Chuck E. Cheese, Walmart, Hasbro, Lunchables, Hardee's, Carl's Jr., the fast food chains. One of his most popular videos show him pretending to be a cashier at McDonald's. It goes on longer, but I thought it was so interesting because we think about how we know we're being marketed to. You know, we know commercials, we know designs, but, you know, kid cereal, is it eye level for children? Candy, eye level for children. So what do you do? What do you do as parents? And the one thing that I can tell you that I've seen first and foremost is, one, what you make available is what they eat, right? And so even mine are now, we were at the grocery store and he said, Mom, I love those. And they were chocolate chip granola bars. And I looked at them, tons of high fructose corn syrup, tons of artificial flavorings and color and all of this stuff. And I'm like, well, buddy, we're not going to get those ones, but maybe we can get a different kind that they don't have here. And so we got some organic kind that, you know, it still has sugar, but it doesn't have all the added chemicals that come with it too. You know, in a good, better, best world, we'd say, no, not at all. You're going to have apples and green peppers, but, you know, there's something that's realistic about what you provide them. But if you don't have it in the house, they can't eat it. And I know that's hard. But I think the other one too is leading by example. What I have found more than anything in my children is if I offer them something and they'd say, I don't want it, I 100% understand, but I'll typically eat it. So if I'm eating it, they're more intrigued. Like, oh, well, I love you and I look up to you and I admire you. Like, what are you eating? Let me try it. And so many times food in which I have offered them that they have denied has changed course because they have seen me consume it. So they wanted to, right? Because I never get to eat my own meals. So I end up sharing with them anyways. And thank goodness it's healthy. And then I said, hey, remember how you said you didn't like that? Like, remember now moving forward, we're going to try it to see what you like. And so it's just one that leading by example and what you have available are two of the easiest transitions that you can make, you know, though it is a journey. So you can do that. So when we come back, we're going to start at the top and work our way down. Spinal nerves, where they go, what they affect, and symptoms if they are damaged. Next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us. Here's Dr. Leanne.
I'm healing in time the way I should. I can see it if I keep my head high. Arms open wide.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 317-893-2853. Or you can check us out online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultation is just $25. Today I have a great story for Jared to tell you. He has been in the office now for just about a little bit over a month and has seen some great changes he'd like to be able to share. Jared, thank you so much for joining us today.
My absolute pleasure.
So if you want to start just sharing with what are some of the things that you've experienced before starting at Greenwood Family Chiropractic?
Well, before going there, I had hurt my back at work. It had gotten to the point to where I couldn't sleep, so I went to med check. I was told I had a back sprain, and they gave me muscle relaxers with the instructions, if it doesn't go away in a couple days, come back. I did exactly that because it got worse. I was directed to go to the emergency room. Again, there half a day. I was told I had a severe back strain, and I was giving pain medication and told, hey, look, if it doesn't get better, come back. as this was progressing, I went from my bedroom sleeping to my recliner to lawn care furniture out in my garage. And I was 2 hours a night, 2.5 hours a night. It got worse. I'm not working during this entire time. Barely made it to the emergency room, hobbled in, great amount of pain, there for 2 days. Totally medicated when I was there. Finally got some rest. Let go with some more pain medication and said if it got worse, come back. It got worse, except this time I didn't go back. Still haven't been to work. Now depression is starting to set in because it's 3 weeks not working. I cannot get off my back. I'm staring at my ceiling. Not quite sure how I heard about you guys. I thought it was on the radio or somebody was looking up, and I was at my absolute wit's end. And so, never been to a chiropractor. The person said that you specialized in lower back pain and then called and made the appointment. When I came to see you, I could barely stand in your office. You guys were just so empathetic to my pain. Even during the x-rays, I didn't think I can sit long enough for the x-rays. It was that bad. To drive from my house to your office, I was driving with a softball in my back just to apply pressure to it, and I still had to pull over 3 times and just be in pain. Once I met you, and I met Dr. Grant. Dr. Grant says, yep, I think I know what your problem is. And he showed me and explained it to me that me not being a doctor, it gave me hope for the first time in 3.5 weeks. Mm-hmm. Dr. Grant said, look, man, my goal is to first get the pain to go away. He said, it might take 2 weeks and you might be sore afterwards. He said, we're going to get you back to work. And we're going to move you back into your bedroom. And I got to tell you, for the first time, get a little emotional because it was me being helpless is the worst feeling I could have. And I was helpless. And you guys gave me a glimmer of hope. So that first week goes by. I came to see you 3 times. He gave me a list of specific exercises that he said, no matter how hard this hurts, you have to do these. And I stuck to it. I worked 50 hours the following week at my job, not completely pain-free, but pain-free enough to do it.
Yeah.
Since I have known you guys, a couple of awesome things have occurred. One, I went from lawn care furniture back to the recliner, back to the couch, back to my own bedroom. The second amazing thing is the first time in 20 years I slept in. I overslept my alarm clock. In 20 years, my office was calling my house. They were contacting my children. I haven't been late in 20 years. Everybody thought something horrible had happened. Then I had a problem that you guys fixed that I didn't realize I had a problem. I had continuous ear ringing. I thought I was just getting old. You know, the volume kept going up and then the subtitles come on. I want to say about 2 weeks, I started to notice something different with my hearing. It was getting better. And the TV started to go down. Single dad, kids come in. Dad, don't you want the TV up? No, don't need it. Really? What about the subtitles? No, I'm good. And I didn't realize, but that constant buzzing in my ear gave me a continuous headache that I never knew existed until it went away. Hmm. My sleep is better. I'm always a happy guy, but now I'm 10 times happier. You guys are...
Will you share with them what you shared with me this morning? I told the team at the end of shift, and I laughed because they thought it was funny too what your neighbor asked about you.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so I'm on heart medication, and but I don't do any extracurricular drug activity. I don't drink. I don't do any of that. My neighbor comes over yesterday, and he goes, "Man, what are you on?" I said, "What do you mean?" He goes, "You're bouncing around your yard, doing all kinds of stuff. You're happier than normal. You either fell in love or you're doing drugs." I said, "Well, haven't fell in love yet, and certainly haven't started drugs yet." He goes, "Man, people can physically see," and I will tell you this too. I know that I told you this. I'm losing weight, and people are telling me I'm losing weight.
Yeah.
There was one more thing I forgot to add to you, and I know we're on the radio, but my bowel health has increased so much. I didn't realize that your spine controls so many things, because the only thing that I've changed in my life is Greenwood Family Chiropractic.
Yeah.
And there are so many positive things. You know, and the people that go there, I've got my Greenwood friends now. I've met people. We meditate on the little vibration things that you do, and we have little conversations. It is so wonderful. The atmosphere there is so friendly. And you guys help a guy like me with kid gloves, and I needed that more than you could imagine.
Yeah. Well, I thank you for allowing us to be part of your health journey.
Oh, my goodness. You guys have been the most positive thing in my life in such a long time. I'm humbled to be part of your family.
Yeah. No, and I think when we talk about, you know, bowels, and it's one that, you know, it's just a bodily function, and when it works properly, you don't think much about it. And just like your hearing or bowel function or pain, when it doesn't function properly, that's where it becomes forefront of mind, and it is all consuming. So the fact that, you know, you come in for back pain, but really, you know, we talk about it's whole body wellness at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. It allows us to see that healing and that functioning potential. So, I mean, overall, just how has this affected your quality of life? I know you shared with me a bit about how you get to spend more time with your kids now.
Oh, every aspect. I'm just to make this clear, when I came to see you, when I was at the hospital and they have the little smiley faces and you have to choose what pain level you're at, I told the doctor, "You don't have one for me up there, because I'm way on the other end." Well, you guys don't have one either, because I'm on the happiest end. I'm more happy than the happy face that you would have on that scale. You have made me a better father. You've made me a better man. I feel so good about myself. Hiking. Oh my God. I've hiked with my kids. That has never happened before, and I liked it, and I want more of it, because it doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
And this pain and this whole masking of all of these bad things that were going on was like somebody having control over me, and you gave me back control of my own life.
Very awesome. Well, I appreciate all of your time. I know that you're a busy guy in the middle of working, so I thank you for being able just to, because I know that you sharing in your words will have the ability to affect hundreds of people who are listening, who are in the same boat, who feel as helpless, to know that there is an option that gives them help.
Dear, everything I've told you is 100% true, and I told you that I would be your biggest cheerleader if you wanted me to. I completely believe in your program. I believe in your staff. You guys are amazing.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Well, you are welcome so much.
So if you want to know more about what we do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, give us a call. Initial exam and consultation is $25. Really, what that allows us to do is see what is going on with you. Is this something that we're a good fit, or is it something that we might need to refer you out for? But an initial exam and consultation allows us really be able to see, is this something we can help with? and then what that looks like. We go through time, cost. If you have any insurance, we can check and verify that. So you always know from a time and cost component what that looks like, but it allows us to really look at you and see what we can do to be able to help. 317-893-2853. Schedule an appointment online, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultation is just $25. Now, when we return, we're going to talk a little bit more about how chiropractic adjustments have an effect on central nervous system, which could affect organ system. Next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. For more information and to schedule an appointment, visit greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultations $25. Or you can just follow some of the really great content that we provide on our social media. Facebook is Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Instagram is Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Today we are talking about spinal nerves, cranial nerves, and its correlation to organ function. Most people don't realize that only 7% of the nerves in your body go to things that feel pain. 93% are function. 7% go to things that feel pain, 93% are function, which means that when people say, hey, I'm going to go see a chiropractor because I feel bad or I don't feel good, they don't realize, like, why would I see a chiropractor if I have no pain? And again, what's very interesting is that you have these individuals who come into our office and they say, hey, you know what? I have a ton of pain, and we get them adjusted. But yet they say, you know what else? Hey, Jared, for example, who just shared today, he said, I had ringing in my ears and I didn't realize that the ringing in the ears was causing me a headache. And oh, by the way, my digestion is functioning better than it ever has, and all of these things. And you think about, most of the time, individuals fail to tell us that. They think it is not relevant to their health, when in reality, you know, we can very much disagree with that. So it's just getting back to figuring out, like, how do we explain more adequately how this has to do with central nervous system. And so you have nerves, right? So your brain and spinal cord are what control every single cell, organ, and tissue inside of your body. So your brain is what controls your heart to beat, your lungs to breathe, stomach to digest, a cut to heal. For you to interpret what I'm saying right now, every single message has to come from that brain down the spinal cord, out the nerves. Now, when we look, as doctors of chiropractic, we look at osseous structure, bone and bony alignment. So when those bones shift out of place, it causes compression through there. For example, if you've lost the curvature in your neck, right? I have a military neck. I've lost the curve. You've got forward head posture. Not only does that put stress and pressure throughout the spinal cord, it also can compress the portion of the exiting medulla and the pons and the cerebellum directly above it, part of the base of the brainstem. So we start up in the very, very top. So at the top of your head, right underneath the base of your skull, that bone is called your occiput. Right up underneath there is C1. You can actually feel C1 if you do, like, the sides of your fingers. Put them right behind the back of your jaw, and you should scroll all the way up. Scroll. Move. It's the same. And you'll feel bumps on either side. That's C1. Those are the transverse processes of C1. Right? They're kind of like the arms that hang out, if you will. And so above there is actually where most of your cranial nerves exit. So majority of your cranial nerves exit either the base of your pons or your medulla. So the medulla is right above where the technical aspect of your spinal cord starts. So it's a little bit higher. And so that's where all of your cranial nerves come out. Those are all the nerves that go back up into the head. Eyes, ears, nose, throat, sinuses, headaches, dizziness, problems sleeping, anxiety, all stem from that very, very top. When you look more specifically where a lot of function happens is through your vagus nerve. So your vagus nerve is one of, they call it the wanderer. It is one of the longest nerves that you have in the body. And it goes out to innervate everything that your body doesn't really think about. You oftentimes see like people trying to do like vagal nerve stimulation to like wake up those organ systems. Those nerves go back into innervate. So if you look at someone who, especially when we talk about vertigo, right, imbalance, dizziness, tinnitus, ringing in the ears, when I meniere's, people say, well, how does chiropractic affect that? And oftentimes we will, when we go through further evaluation, what we'll find is that there is ligamentous instability. So whether that be base of the brainstem, a suboccipital below that bone, C1 and C2 junction, the lateral occipital, between C1 and C2, right? There might be some ligamentous damage. There's something that is unstable that would damage and compromise that. So it's always really interesting when you go back to, hey, you have a lot of neurological headaches. This is why, oh my goodness gracious, this is why we have such a high rate of success when it comes to headaches. Because so oftentimes there's ligamentous instability. So there's very, very specific adjusting, very, very specific techniques to use with not only adjusting, but at home. You know, this is one where people say, well, you don't have to take x-rays. Why would you ever let someone touch your spine if they haven't seen exactly what's going on with it? There's places all around that say, you know, we can get an adjustment faster than a cup of coffee. Well, I wouldn't brag about that. I sure wouldn't. Because literally what you're saying is, hi, I am 100% irresponsible. And as a doctor, we're just going to glide through everything because it's going to be so much easier for you. So then you don't have to worry about it. You can get your adjustment faster than a cup of coffee while we actually adjust your central nervous system. Can I tell you how many counterindications to adjusting I find if we need to take x-rays? I have found fractures. I have found infection. I have found tumors. We have found all of these spondylolisthesis that are not stable, spondylolisthesis that are stable. So, hey, I had a chiropractor who put me on the side and twisted me like a pretzel and I couldn't walk for days. Right, because you want to know what? Thank goodness you got a cheap and quick adjustment. Get out of here. Moving down a little bit on the spine. It's a hot button. I don't know if you've felt that or not, but it is ridiculous. Like, hey, you know what? You want to have a plastic surgery? Go to Mexico. It's cheaper and it's easier. Guess how things turn out. Middle of the neck, right? So when we talk about middle of the neck, these are ones that go up into vocal cords, your neck glands, your neck muscles, your shoulder muscles. This is also your cheekbones, your teeth, trigeminal. So this is oftentimes too where we have trigeminal neuralgia, tic de la rue, Bell's palsy, right? Paralysis of one side of the face. It's again, cervical. But those two, the nerves in the middle of the neck, are ones that also go out to the thyroid glands. That's the bursa of the shoulder. Elbows. So when we hear of like bursitis, thyroid conditions, stiff neck, tonsillitis, people who have chronic coughs, laryngitis, throat conditions, right? Hoarseness. These are the nerves that go out there. You know, you don't think about your vocal cords. You have true and false vocal cords. Both of them need a nerve innervation and both of them come from your cervical spine. So when you say, oh yeah, I didn't really think anything about it, but hey, oh, gosh, I've got this neck pain. My shoulder's been aching a ton, right? Gosh, my shoulder, I don't know what's going on in my shoulder. I've got this bursitis in my shoulder. And so we do all of the things to address the shoulder, and no one's really addressed the nerves that go out to the shoulder area and the bursa of the shoulder and the base of the neck, right? Right over that kind of hump that you get when you move down. So kind of middle, across the shoulders, in between the shoulder blades, your scapulas. those are your thoracic. So those are the top of your thoracic, T1, 2, 3, and 4. T1 through 4 innervate your heart. T2 through 4 innervate your lungs. Right? So these are the nerves that go down to the hands, elbows, tips of the fingers, esophagus. I can just share with you my chiropractic testimony is that I had asthma, albuterol inhaler. I was on Advair, which is an inhalable steroid. And I realized when I started chiropractic care that I didn't need them. So it's one that I had lived my whole entire childhood on massive amounts of, you know, Singulair and gosh, you name it. For breathing problems. I played soccer. It was such a problem. That was what chiropractic is, my ability to breathe freely. And if you are anyone or know anyone who's experienced a asthma attack, you know there are few things more terrifying than being fully conscious and not being able to physically breathe. It is terrifying. So to not have to run around with an albuterol inhaler in every pocket, every purse, every bag, every portion of my car has been one of the most freeing things that chiropractic has given me. Something as simple as research, right? Because you're like, oh yeah, it's good to hear these stories, but I don't know if I buy into it. So Masarsky and Weber published in American Chiropractic Association Journal of Chiropractic, the ACA Journal of Chiropractic, and found, and they actually looked like spirometry. So you know if you've ever gone through lung problems, where they've questioned lung volume, one of the things that they can do from an objective component is spirometry. So you breathe into that little tube, right? Push, 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 try to see. So they looked at individuals who had essentially lung volumes that were healthy, right? And they looked at FVC and FEV, which are both markers of lung capacity. FEV is forced expiratory volume. FVC is forced vital capacity. So forced vital capacity shows the amount of air a person can forcefully exhale. FEV shows a measurement of an amount of air a person can forcefully exhale in 1 second of that entire test. So the FEV is kind of like a snippet of the big test. And what they found is that the FVC, so the total vital capacity, the entire capacity, improved in subjects. And they also found that in 43 of these subjects, so in 35 of them, total lung volume improved. And in 29 of these 50, the FEV improved. So when you're looking at like people say, I just breathe better. Absolutely. They looked too at dysrhythmic heart function with chiropractic care. They didn't find that dysrhythmic heart function, right? So you think about like arrhythmias, AFib, stuff like that. They didn't say it went away with chiropractic. None of this says like chiropractic cures everything. But they do look at, they found for dysrhythmic heart function that the amount of times in which an individual would have an attack would decrease, as well as the duration of time in which those attacks. Now, remember, we don't treat asthma, we don't treat AFib, right? Those are ones that, but when you look at chiropractic as a whole, it's like, well, why do I see a difference? Why do I see a positive improvement while being under chiropractic care for these other things? And this is exactly why, right? You look at nerves in the middle. For women, it's kind of like bra strap line. Men, it would kind of be like bottom of your rib area. So when you look at that, those are the ones that got to your stomach. Gurgle, gurgle. I would say when we talk about stomach, we think about indigestion, heartburn, right? So like acid reflux. Those are also the ones that got to the kidney. Solar plexus have to deal with circulation in general. So oftentimes you'll see like liver conditions, poor circulation, gastritis, ulcers. Those are the top that go to your duodenum, your duodenum, depending on who you ask. Right, kind of where you bend forward, That is the lower thoracic. Those are the ones that got to your kidneys, ureters, small intestines. Also deals with lymph circulation. So this is where you'll see hardening of the arteries, chronic tiredness, nephritis. It's also one where the ones that got to the kidneys, you can also see skin conditions, acne, pimples, eczema, boils. Interestingly enough, so I had a guy that I dated before my husband. So I dated this gentleman before my husband. And we were, it's a long time ago. I don't know. I felt like we were young. We're probably, when was I training in North Carolina? Let's say mid-20s. So in the mid-20s. I was in my mid-20s and I was dating this guy and he had terrible, terrible gout. Right? And I'm like, how is it that you are so young and you are having such bad problems? Well, listen, I had this epiphany. I was like, oh my goodness. So he was in a boating accident. We lived in North Carolina, right? Wilmington. He was in a boating accident and he fractured his lower thoracic, upper lumbar spines. And those are the ones that go to the kidneys. And so like, of course, you probably damaged the nerves that went out to your kidneys. Why is it that some people can drink all the red wine and all the cheese and have all the red meat, but their kidneys properly filtrate through all of those purines and other ones at the age of mid-20s no longer is functioning out purines that then sit in, you know, the tophi, ear, big toe, his one was a big toe, right? You have these horrible flare-ups of gout. Like, why? Why? Well, because your kid, it's not the red meat and the cheese and the wine. It's because your kidneys aren't functioning properly. But we just say, oh, just cut out the culprit. But then no one actually looks at why are your kidneys not functioning properly. You know, you move down to the lumbar spine. So this is lower back. These are the nerves that got to the large intestines, to the upper legs, sex organs, uterus, bladder, knees, lower leg, feet, and ankle. These are the ones, hips, knees, tips of the toes. So this is one, you know, again, Jared referenced his lower back pain, sciatica, right? Listen, can we talk about this real quick? It is sciatic nerve. It's not a sciatic muscle. It's not a sciatic ligament. So when we do all of these palliative things, which are fine, but when you look at, I'm going to do stretching and strengthening and massage and physical therapy and all those things, physical therapy is amazing. There are so many great results if it's a muscle or ligament related problem. When you're talking about a sciatic nerve problem, where that stems from is L4, L5, S1, 2, and 3. They are nerve root dermatomes that are being compressed. Can they be exacerbated by a muscle? Sometimes, but they are a nerve root dermatome that are being compressed. Sciatic nerve pain. You say, gosh, my leg hurts. Well, you know, it's not a leg problem. It is a sciatic nerve problem. Circulation in the legs. I have a guy, we'll say he just started, but he said he's always had swollen in one, like a swollen left leg. And after his first adjustment, his leg, he said it wasn't swollen. I had my wife measure it and it was 1 inch smaller. And I was like, what? That's crazy. Super cool. But if someone said, hey, my leg is swollen, can you adjust this? I would say, no, we're not going to adjust your leg. What we're going to look at is we're going to look at your spine and nervous system. Look at those bony structures, any misalignment. We're going to address subluxation, take the pressure off and allow for your body to heal and function closer to its 100% potential. Guys, that is what chiropractic is. And you know what a great side effect of that? A great side effect of clearing the nervous system and allowing for function and healing is that the headaches, the neck pain, the ringing in the ears go away, right? The sciatic pain subsides. Oh, and by the way, you have better digestion than you have. Your menstrual troubles don't seem to be as much. Oh, and you know, you're breathing better and you sleep better. And oh, and because of those things, now you get to spend time with your kids and your wife and your loved ones, and you get to travel, right? And you go hiking with your family, which you never thought you would like, but you realize it's quality time you would have never spent had you not regained your health. That is what it is all about. When you look at what our job is to look at the spine, right? We remove interference, allow for function and healing to be restored. And a great side effect of that is that the headaches, neck pain, back pain go away. The body starts to function and heal. That's it. It is incredibly simple. It's the way that everybody was designed, though everybody is different. It's what allows us to see what individuals need to regain that health and healing. And if you're on the fence, I'll tell you this. I will strongly encourage you. Come in for the initial exam. See what we can do. See if we can have that ability to help, or if it's something that we need to refer you out to a separate practitioner. We 100% can. But see what's going on from an underlying standpoint and get down to the root cause. And for $25, think about all the frivolous things you've spent on Amazon or for a sandwich in the last 2 weeks. What you've frivolously spent on, where literally that $25 can transform the health of you and your family for the rest of your life. Simple. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. Or you can just go online. Initial exam and consultations 25. It's just greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. Look forward to next week, but always remember that your power is on.